Pod on the spot, this your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will.
Welcome back to another episode.
Yeah, we're back in here again.
Glad to have you back.
I'm not glad to have you fuckers back. Fuck y'all. Anyways, episode 45, 62, 17, I don't know.
Episode.
Ah!
There you go.
Stand down.
What's going on in the world today? What is happening?
A whole bunch of shit. We want to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about politics.
What just happened last night?
Oh, talking about that magnificent debate.
That debate was
beautiful.
Wow.
It was a Trump rally wrapped in a debate.
That's what you want to call it?
Yeah. It was just talking points after talking points.
Okay. And it got so bad that old Joe Biden was like, you can't even get a word in with this clown.
Sad shit, bro.
He had to tell the man to shut up. He told the president, shut up. Shut up, man. Hey.
Release your taxes.
Joe, I salute you, buddy. I salute you.
That wasn't a fucking debate, though.
That was a debacle. Bullshit. That's what it was. A debacle. You got one person up there acting like a little spoiled child. Then you got the other one. You can just tell he was frustrated as hell.
He should have took flight on him.
I would have took flight on him.
Yeah.
It wouldn't know nobody would have got mad. Two old white men up there scrapping.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have got upset.
There's just been some penalty minutes and, you know, gone about your business.
Yeah. Go to your corners and come out swinging later on.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, you want to start off by first of all saying congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. Making it all the way to the WNBA championship game. They will be facing off against the Seattle Storm tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they will be facing off with them in a five-game series. It's going to be an exciting one. You got Sue Bird. I think she's active. What's the other girl's name?
I cannot tell you. You sent me a picture.
Is it Brittany?
No, you sent me. You told me her name.
What's her damn name?
The defensive chick.
I can't think of her name.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
But anyway. You got Asia Wilson. Who is the reigning WNBA MVP. Hailing from the Aces. You know, shout out to her for that. Congratulations to her on that. De'Erica Hamby, sixth woman of the year. She won't be playing because she hurt her knee. So that's sad to see. She was definitely balling out when she came off the bench. And you got D-Rob, you got A-Mac, you got K-Mac, Lindsey Allen, Carolyn Swoops, who else? Jackie Young.
Plum is hurt, right?
Yeah, she's hurt. She's been out for the year. You know, just a whole cast of ballers that's just ready to put it on the Seattle Storm. And we're hoping that the Aces can be the first professional team to bring us a championship out here in Vegas. You know, so we're going to see what happens come Friday. Make sure you guys tune in. Support our ladies. Because they will need our support from afar.
Go Aces.
What else is going on? NBA.
Game one
tonight. It started off as a pretty good game.
Yeah, he got up by 12 in the second quarter.
Yeah, the first quarter and a half.
Yeah,
was pretty competitive.
Yeah, he was doing that thing.
And then all of a sudden, Anthony Davis was like, "You know what? My unibrow is stronger than your basketball game." And he just took over.
What's in my unibrow?
He took over. Him, LeBron, Danny Green showed up. With his streaky three-point shooting.
Yeah, he hit, what, two or three?
Oh, no, he hit more than that.
Yeah.
He hit way more than that.
He missed his first two, I know that.
But he came through big for him last night. Even though Rajon Rondo hit a couple threes. You know, he's not known for his three-point shooting.
Actually, old boy is the one that started that comeback. Was it KCP? Yeah. Remember, he the one hit them threes first, and then everybody else got in the rhythm. Yep. It seemed like LeBron didn't do nothing. They didn't have triple doubles.
He was more of a facilitator.
Yeah, but he still had 25.
Which is crazy. He had a quiet 25. Real quiet 25. He almost had a triple double. He was one assist away from a triple double.
And they took him out with 1 minute left.
Yeah. So, the game was put away. You know, that's crazy because he didn't have one of his best games.
And they still
blew him off the court.
Yeah.
Still blew him off the court. So just imagine when he decides that he's just ready to take over the game. Boy, I feel sorry for him. The Heat, they are going to be without
Bam.
Possibly Bam. But for sure they're going to be out.
Or Gordon Dragic. Gordon
Dragic, yeah. He tore his what?
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah,
that's, you can't even, if it with a rip in it, you're probably going to be out.
Yeah.
Tear? Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be out.
I had that injury.
Definitely going to be out. Jimmy,
you ever had that?
No.
Ooh-wee.
Jimmy Butler rolled both of his ankles.
Low top.
Terrible. You better put on some hot tops or put on some ankle braces or something, bro. Because you're going to need them ankles to play these boys.
Yeah, for real.
They took y'all lightly this first game. Guarantee the next four or five games or however many they're going to have, it's not going to be the same. They're not going to play y'all the same way. They're going to be coming out blazing. Defense is going to be more on point. They was just filling y'all out this first game.
I think they got to let them get two games because they wanted to make it look like they shouldn't have been there.
Well, they shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, the Bucks should have been there, but, you know.
Giannis got hurt.
Yeah.
After that, it was pretty much over for them.
Yeah, because it was everything.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
40% of your offense go out.
Yep.
And on top of your defense. So, anyways, congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe is watching. So, they're going to do their thing.
We're going to see how that goes the rest of the series.
Yes.
So, let's jump into the sport that we love talking about. Foosball.
There we go. This man's name is football.
A.K.A. Football Americano.
That's okay. El Americano.
Football Americano.
Okay, you say Americano. Okay,
yeah, that's Americano.
I ain't say football. I'm talking about soccer. I don't want to hear about no football.
Football Americano. So the first game, Dolphins versus the Jaguars. Fitzmagic
was out there running over people, doing his thing.
Hey, he did that DB something dirty.
Yeah.
Did you
see what he was dressed in after the game?
No.
He had his shirt open. He looked like he came right out of Miami Vice. Chest hair out. Gold necklace.
Put his beard hanging all down.
Yeah, that was horrible. Terrible. And we did the same thing with the Bucks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With Deshaun Jackson, he took all his jewelry, went up to the press conference. Yeah, remember that?
Yep. Man, but the Dolphins ended up winning 31-13. Ryan Fitzpatrick went 18 for 20.
Mm-hmm.
160 yards and 2 touchdowns. Miles Gaskin, 22 for 66, no touchdowns.
That's horrible.
Devontae Parker led all receivers with 5 receptions and 69
yards. What did Matt Ryan, what Fitzpatrick ran for? What was his numbers?
He ran 7 times, 38 yards and a touchdown.
5.4 though. You see that?
5.4, yeah.
Man.
Yep, he was the best running back. Gardner Minshew. You know what?
That's not bad, though.
If this kid had an offensive line, I think he put up some serious numbers if he had an offensive line. But if you watch that game, he was under pressure all night.
Did he get sacked?
All night. I believe he did. But, he was.
That's his team.
He was under pressure all night long.
Yeah.
No, it's freaking, let me see how many sacks. Did he take?
One. Oh, no, two, no. One, two, and then.
Is that the sack one?
I think so. Yeah. So I don't think you can do 0.5, man, right? You can't have no 0.5 interception.
So he got sacked a total of 4 times. Because 2 guys had half a sack.
Mm-hmm.
So he got sacked a total of 4 times. Minshew threw for 275 yards and a touchdown.
That's not bad, though. 30 for 42.
James Robinson, 11 for 46, two touchdowns. James Robinson also led the team in receptions. That's terrible. Six receptions with 83 yards.
Check downs. Man. Get the ball out of my hand.
Telling you, dog, he was under duress all night long.
All right, next game.
The football team versus the Browns. You know what? I actually like their logo.
Yeah, that actually is cool.
That's actually kind of hard.
Yeah.
I like that. But the Browns won 34 to 20. Baker Mayfield, 16 for 23, 156 and two touchdowns.
Terrible.
Nick Chubb, 19 carries, 108 yards and two touchdowns. Kareem Hunt made a freaking outstanding catch in that game. Gardner Minshew kind of like, not Gardner Minshew.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield kind of threw the ball kind of wrong to him. And he had to like twerk his body some kind of real awkward way. And he caught it with one hand.
Yeah, I saw that.
Real nice grab. Real nice.
You know, you've been practicing with Odell.
Hell yeah. Odell, four catches, 59 yards.
No TDs.
No TDs. Jarvis Landry, four catches, 36 yards. Pretty pedestrian for those two. Dwayne Haskins, young man, let me give you some advice. Even though I know you're not listening, let me give you some advice. Get rid of the freaking football.
He did. He threw three picks.
get rid of the football. He was holding on to the ball so long.
Did you see that play with Myles Garrett?
Long. Yeah.
Had his shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, bro, you got to get rid of the ball. Dude, just throw it into the ground because you're going to get him
something.
Hurt.
Do something. Yeah, I understand you're a big body quarterback, but, bro, you got to get rid of the ball. If you want to last in this league, get rid of the ball.
He don't learn. Get rid of it. Or he won't learn. Yeah. That's going to be sitting on that free agent list.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 21 for 37, 224 yards, two touchdowns, three interceptions. That's terrible.
Antonio Gibson, nine carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown. Terry McLaurin, four receptions, 83 yards, no touchdowns. Dontrell Inman, two touchdowns.
Logan Thomas?
Yeah.
And that
the tight end.
And he wasn't he a receiver? I mean, quarterback?
He was in college.
Okay. Yeah. Look at y'all.
Yep. We're going to skip over that one. No, what? No, let's talk about that one now.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The San Francisco General Hospitals.
Yeah.
They didn't look so bad on Sunday. But that's only because they played the Giants. And the Giants are a freaking shit show.
Yeah, they are terrible. They are terrible.
Nick Mullins, 49ers, new quarterback for the time being until he gets hurt.
Nah, he stays out there.
25 or 36, 343, and a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it might be a quarterback controversy if he does this against a good team.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
Yeah, but when do y'all play a good team, though? Y'all first three games been, you know, cupcake-ish.
We'll play the Cardinals. They, what, they 2-1
they
now.
They beat y'all, too.
They 2-1 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerick McKinnon, who will soon be on IR.
Don't do it.
14 carries, 38 yards, and a touchdown.
Debo come back, though.
Debo coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he practicing this week. We don't know. It'll be Friday. We'll find out.
He'll be on permanent IR by the end of the season.
Shut the fuck up.
Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk.
Has he been on the team, or did they just sign
who?
Brandon Ayuk.
That's our first round draft pick.
Oh,
this year? We took him like the 28th, 30th pick, something like that.
Okay.
From Arizona State.
Okay.
Yeah, he nice. He nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Five receptions, 70 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah, he nice.
Jeffrey Wilson, three receptions, 54 yards, and a touchdown.
He got blasted, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Real tough?
Yeah. Hold on, though.
Daniel Jones, 17 for 32, 179 and a touchdown.
He came from Duke, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, remember I told you he was going to suck? Yeah, he's making me look like Nostradamus right now.
Well, second-year quarterback, dog.
Because he sucks.
He has no offensive line. Yeah.
He has no offensive line. He has no running receivers. Game. He has no receivers.
Like, they got Golden Tate.
That's all they got, Golden Tate and Evan Ingram. That's all he got.
What happened to Sterling Shepard? Shepard Sterling?
He's gone.
Is
or
he?
He's hurt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's hurt. Daniel Jones is also the leading rusher.
Yeah, because they just got Devontae Freeman because old boy got hurt.
Five carries, 49 yards, no touchdowns.
Oh, he's wrong. Oh, that's a nice little. He's getting first downs.
Yeah, 9.8 yards. Darius Slayton, 3 receptions, 53 yards, no touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That was a real unenthusiastic game right there. Now, the Bengals and the Eagles. I must say, the Eagles have got to be slapping themselves right now for the way that they drafted this year. They had a chance to get Justin Jefferson, the receiver that's tearing it up in Minnesota. They had a chance to get him right before Minnesota, and they chose Jalen Reagor.
What's Jalen Reagor?
He's hurt.
What position?
Receiver. They had a chance to get Justin Jefferson, the receiver that's tearing it up in Minnesota.
Well, they didn't know that then. They just picked on, you know, they scouting process.
The scouting department needed to be fired.
Oh, here we go with the hate.
They scouting department
needed. He's going to hate a little extra because this is his division.
No, I'm not going to hate. It's just, hey, it's not fake news. This is facts.
Okay.
This is facts.
The Eagles got more playoff wins than your team in the last 5 years.
We not even talking about my team. We talking about the Eagles and the Bengals.
But I'm just saying, you be hating on them like they just trash.
Well, they are trash.
They 0-2.
They 0-2-1.
Yeah, that's a tie.
Because this game ended in a tie. Joe Burrow.
He threw 98 times.
44, 312, and 2 touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 17 carries, 49 yards, 2.9 yards a carry.
They just gave him some money, too.
Yeah. Tyler Boyd, this guy's just coming out of nowhere. 10 receptions, 125 yards.
That's not a white guy.
Where has A.J. Green gone?
A.J. Green probably just don't want to be there anymore.
He's been pedestrian all season. Probably 5 receptions, 36 yards.
Probably don't want to be there no more. He probably tired of losing, though.
Well, I mean, you got a young quarterback that can, you know, that can possibly do something for you. So you
not this year. And then you're going to be 32, and then you're going to be 38.
I guess. Carson Wentz. 29-47, 225, a touchdown and 2 interceptions.
That's terrible.
I do believe he's thrown more interceptions than he has touchdowns this season.
I'm not sure. Wow. But that's terrible numbers.
Hell yeah.
That's a poor passer rating.
Miles Sanders.
Boston 18 Scott. 18
carries, 95 yards. Carson Wentz, 9 carries, 65 yards and a touchdown. Greg Ward Jr., 8 receptions, 72 yards and a touchdown. Zach Ertz, 7 receptions, 70 yards. Let me see how many did it say.
Say what?
Maybe I can click on his name.
Who you talking about?
Carson Wentz. I want to see his touchdown interception ratio.
Oh, to my stats for the season?
This year, yeah. Yeah, he's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns.
6 interceptions?
Yep, 3 touchdowns.
That's Can't terrible. Win games like that.
That's terrible. He sucks. So the next game, we're going to get into, if my thing acts right, Raiders and the Patriots. This game was actually, no, it wasn't out here. It was in Foxborough.
Yeah. And Cam lit their ass up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he went off. Rex Burkhead, somebody who you wouldn't believe would be out there scoring the way he was scoring, but.
And know, he a tight fullback? He plays both?
He bounced between fullback and running back. But Cam went 17 for 28, 162, touchdown and interception. Sony Michel, there was a Sony Michel sight. 9 carries, 117 yards.
And he on your fantasy?
I got rid of him. I got rid of him.
Why'd you get rid of him? Look at those numbers.
Because you can't depend on Patriot running backs.
No, you can't. They never.
they never do anything. They hit you in spurts.
They never had like a running back that had 1,000 yards, huh?
Corey Dillon.
I don't even think he had 1,000 there. I think he was already over the hill. LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount.
And they didn't keep him. I mean, they don't keep nobody, dude. Nah, they don't. They just keep moving. I think he really believes in that fresh leg shit.
Must be.
Like, you know, because, I mean, he never keep a running back.
He really believes in his coaching. And it's been working.
Yeah, that's it. What, so six, ten, two balls?
You can't say that it's not working for him. Rex Burkhead, 6 for 49, mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns. Receptions. Rex Burkhead led him in receiving yards. 7 receptions, 49 yards and a touchdown. David Carr, 24 for 32, 261 and 2 touchdowns.
That's not that bad.
Nope, not at all. Not for him. Josh Jacobs, 16 for 71, no touchdowns. Hunter Renfro.
He getting off.
6 receptions, 84 yards, and 1 touchdown. They were double-teaming freaking Darren Waller all game long.
They yeah, that's the one that's been going off, right?
The tight end.
Okay.
They were not going to let him score or even catch a ball.
Hey.
He got lucky to get 2 receptions.
And hey, you see what that panned out for the Patriots.
Yeah. They were not going to let him score. They were like, you know what? We're going to take you away. Everybody else got to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
But you? Nah, not today, buddy. Not today. The Bears and the Falcons.
Oh, look at here.
Can we just say...
don't you say it.
I think the Falcons might need to just fire the whole coaching staff. This is the third week that they've choked the game away.
Well, they just got to fire the head coach and then the interim who's going to be the defensive offensive coordinator. And then they fire the rest of them at the end of the season. Unless the new coach want to keep some of them.
Somebody got to take responsibility for this.
Somebody. And it can't be Arthur. What's his name? Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank.
Yeah, it can't be Arthur Blank.
Because it's been 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That they've had a lead.
Yeah.
And choked it off.
Right. They'll let the Bears score 3 touchdowns in the fourth to come back and win the game.
And this is with Nick Foles' goal being their quarterback.
Yeah, his. You talking about the Super Bowl champion, Nick Foles? Yeah,
Nick Foles' goal.
Super Bowl champ, right?
Super Bowl champion Nick Foles.
From Philadelphia Eagles?
Philadelphia Eagles.
That won a Super Bowl?
That won a Super Bowl. Nick Foles' goal. You know what? Nick Foles' goal is just like, he's just like whatchamacallit?
Fitzpatrick.
He'll give you 3-4 good weeks. He might give you 4. Fitzpatrick will only give you 3 in a row. He might give you 4. Nick Foles' goal. But after that 4 weeks is over, they gonna have to make a decision again. Do we go back to Mitch or do we stay with this cat?
That's the right here. Just be hating. Be hating.
Mark my words. Mark my words. Why do you think he ain't never been able to stick as a starting quarterback? Why do you think? Because he's only good for a certain time period. He's good in short bursts. That's what he's good for. He's good in short bursts. So before Mitch Trubisky went out, he was 13 for 22, 128 touchdown, interception. Foles' goal came in. He was 16 for 29, 188, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. It ain't no reason to mention they running game because it was terrible. Allen Robinson, 10 receptions, 123 yards, and a touchdown.
Was he the one that was tripping by contract?
Yeah.
Unfollowed him on Instagram. That's like the hardest shit to do. He unfollowed him.
There was a Jimmy Graham sighting in this game. 6 receptions, 60 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's the most he done had probably in the past 2 seasons.
No, he had a few in Green Bay.
Anthony Miller, 2 receptions, 41 yards.
They got Ted Ginn. I didn't know they had Ted Ginn.
Yeah. He ain't doing crap.
It's over. That speed gone too.
Matt Ryan, 19 for 38.
That's terrible.
238. That's touchdown and a pick. They pretty much got to stay with him because the next quarterback behind him is Matt Schaub.
Mr. Pick Six himself.
So, they got to stay with Matt Ryan.
So, he went back to his
home.
They
don't have no choice. Yeah, they don't have no choice. Ty Gurley, 14 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown.
Okay, look at you.
Brian Hill, 9 carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown.
Matt Ryan, 1 carry, -1 yards. Fumble.
That's terrible. Calvin Ridley. He's their lead receiver. Yeah. Julio Jones, he just...
I got paid.
He man. Not right. He not right.
He not healthy.
You know, something ain't right with him. Calvin Ridley, 5 receptions, 110 yards. Hayden Hurst is the only one that scored a touchdown, and that was on his 1 catch. Whoa, boy, boy. Rams and the Bills. This was a good game right here.
Yeah, it was. It actually, it turned into a game in the fourth quarter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, that boy.
The Buffalo was tearing they ass up.
Yeah. And then Goff got him back into the game.
And then ultimately, you know, it came up to a controversial PI call, which when I looked at it, it was pass interference because he did grab him.
Yeah.
So it was pass interference.
Is that the one when he didn't? It was an end zone. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. He grabbed him. So, hey, that's what happens when you get too grabby out there.
Yeah.
You lose the game. But Jared Goff, 23 for 32, 321, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. Darrell Henderson, 20 carries, 114 yards, and a touchdown.
Robert Woods, that's a – he cold, dog.
He is.
He cold.
He is.
Especially in open field.
You know, I always thought he was bigger than what he is.
What do you mean? Like, you thought he was like 6'3"? I thought
he was taller, yeah.
What are you, like 5'11"?
I don't know, but he don't look that big.
Yeah, I think he's like 5'11".
But I always thought he was way bigger than what he is. Cooper Kupp, 9 receptions, 107 yards, and a touchdown.
Mr. Reliable.
Hell yeah. Robert Woods, 5 receptions, 74 yards, and a touchdown. The young man who I have faith in, Josh Allen, 24 for 33, 311, 4 touchdowns, and a pick. Devin Singletary, 13 carries, 71 yards. Josh Allen scored the lone rushing touchdown.
TJ Yeldon, huh?
Damn, I didn't even know he was still in the league. Cole Beasley led the team in receiving.
Yeah, he the one. He was.
He got off.
Yeah, he the one that. He kept getting those long third downs.
Yeah. Because for some reason, Buffalo just kept finding themselves in third and long.
Yeah, it was getting it.
Cole Beasley, 6 receptions, 100 yards. Stephon Diggs, 4 receptions, 49 yards, and a touchdown. Somebody named Kevin Tyler, 4 receptions, 24 yards, 2 touchdowns. Oh, damn, they got John. That's right, John Brown is there.
Is that the fastest man at the combine?
I don't know. The Texans and the Steelers.
Oh, the Watt brothers. The Watt brother versus the Watt brothers.
This game was actually a lot closer than what you would have thought because of the way that how terrible the Texans look. You wouldn't expect the score to be this close. But somebody down there in Houston going to lose their job.
You think it's cold?
Oh, yeah. If they don't start producing, if they don't start winning some games.
I know. Especially if Arizona make the playoffs with D-Hop.
Uh-huh. He gone. So they better figure it out. Deshaun Watson, 19 for 27, 264, 2 tubs, 1 pick. David Johnson, 13, 23, 1.8 yards a carry.
13 rushes?
23 yards. 1 touchdown.
Well, that's terrible. He is going against a tough defense, though. But still.
Randall Cobb, 4 receptions.
That's who they got.
95 yards and a touchdown. Will Fuller, 4 receptions, 54 yards and a touchdown. Big Ben, 23 for 36, 237 and 2 touchdowns. James Conner, 18 carries, 109 yards and 1 touchdown. Eric Ebron, 5 receptions, 52 yards in a tub.
He with the Steelers?
Yep. Wow. Juju Smith-Schuster, 4 receptions, 43 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
So
he's spreading that TDs around, huh?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
The Watt brothers. All three of them dudes played.
All three of them. Crazy. Isn't there one more, or is it just three of them?
I think it's just three of them. Okay. I think you think about the Gronkowskis. I think it's like 80 of them.
It's like 10 million of them bastards. The Titans versus the Vikings. So I'm kind of wondering, where did the what strip club did the Titans go to where they caught the Rona?
They caught it in Tennessee?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know where they caught
it. Well, you know, down south, they're trying to open up everything, so they probably went somewhere, or, you know. Because you see, the Raiders got in trouble for doing some kind of function out in Henderson. Yeah,
for doing the charity event.
Yeah, no mask.
Like, come on, man. Y'all got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, because you know cameras is around. You're going to get busted. Yep. And the NFL fines for this coronavirus is something serious.
They're not playing.
Yeah.
They're not.
I'm talking about coaches getting 100 racks, though. Yeah.
They like, hey, we trying to keep our product on the field.
That's
so y'all need to adhere to these rules. You know, coaches, if you're on the sideline with your mask hanging all down your face and you don't cover your face up, we going to find you. We are going to find you.
The only person I've seen that's doing a good job is that Bruce Aaron. His mask don't never, he don't pull it. Nah, he's just sitting.
Shoot, him and our coach. Our coach will never pull his off either.
Oh, really?
So his be on his face all day long. Well, he don't call no plays.
So, you know, he has confidence in his offensive coordinators, huh?
Yeah, he don't call no plays.
So he's just an overseer, huh?
Yep, pretty much.
That's how you keep the stress off you.
Yeah.
And then when shit don't go wrong, guess who get fired? Coordinator.
OC, get out of here.
That's why he stays so long in Green Bay.
Get out of here. Ryan Tannehill went 23 for 37, 321, and a pick. Mm. King Henry, 26, 119, and two touchdowns.
Nice.
Something named Khalif Raymond. Three receptions, 118 yards.
You said something?
Yeah, something. Not somebody, something. Because I don't know what it is. Mr. How you like that? Kirk Cousins. 16 for 27, 251, three touchdowns and two picks. Dalvin Cook was carving them boys. He was out there cooking. Dalvin Cook was cooking.
Oh, he finally started to play now?
He finally started to play this game. But he was out there ripping their behinds apart.
Yeah, still lost, though.
22 carries, 181 yards, 8.2 a carry, one touchdown. He was shredding them. The kid I was talking about earlier, Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Seven receptions, 175 yards, 25 yards per catch. Mm. Averaging.
What school did it come from?
One touchdown. What school is this kid from? He is from...
LSU?
Is that what it is? Yep, LSU. Yep. Yep. But like I said, I know Philadelphia kicking themselves in the butt right now because they could have got him.
They didn't know.
They could have got like I said, their scouting department need to be fired then.
They just want, come on now.
Their scouting department need to be fired.
Come on. That scouting department put that Super Bowl team together too. Yeah. Nah. You can hate all you want, bro.
Nah. Adam Thielen, three receptions, 29 yards and a touchdown.
I hate him. He always open. He reminds me of Jason Witten.
Always open.
Always open.
Find some way to get open. Like, dude, you're not even fast. How you get open? Adam Thielen is fast. But
run them routes, dog.
Yeah. And if you know what's so funny? When you look at Jason Witten run his routes, like, these linebackers just got to be stupid. Because he come up, he's slow moving. He give you one little head fake. He cut to the inside, and they just...
Honestly, I think it's probably more deceptive on the field.
Maybe so.
And then you got to respect him because he has a Hall of Famer. So.
Yeah, he will be. Panthers and the Chargers. 21-16 was the final score. Teddy Ruxpin Bridgewater, 22-28. 235 and a touchdown. He had a bounce back game. Mike Davis, 13 carries, 46 yards. DJ Moore, two receptions, 65 yards. Robbie Anderson, 5 for 55. Not a big statistical game for those cats. Justin Herbert, young man, please learn how to slide. You almost got yourself killed mid slide.
Yeah, I think he's so big, it's just awkward.
Man, he just look. He better get with a baseball coach this offseason and learn the technique of sliding. Because if he don't, boy, somebody gonna knock his damn head off.
Who was that that had to get a coach for sliding years ago?
Who was that?
Like, they could not get down right. And they had to, like, literally hire a baseball coach to show them how to slide.
I cannot remember.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't remember. But he went 35 for 49, 330, touchdown and interception.
Oh, boy, ain't getting that job back.
Austin Eckler. No, I don't think he is either.
Team doctor trying to kill him.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like him. We're going to kill him. We want Justin to play. Coach told me to just do something.
That's crazy.
Austin Eckler, 12 carries, 59 yards and a touchdown. Keenan Allen, boy, went off. 13 receptions, 132 yards and a touchdown. Austin Eckler, 11 receptions, 84 yards.
Step down.
Hunter Henry, 5 receptions, 50 yards. So that's an okay game. Now this game right here. Oh boy, Sam Darnold, young man. I feel sorry for you.
Jets versus who?
Jets versus the Colts.
Oh.
I feel sorry for that kid.
The Mormon went off, huh?
Not so much him. It was more so the defense. Sam Darnold was out there looking like Neil O'Donnell back when they played the Cowboys in that Super Bowl.
You said Neil O'Donnell?
Neil O'Donnell. That's who Sam Darnold was out there looking
like. Damn, they killed him that bad?
He do. He 36 threw, two pick sixes. He was just throwing interceptions left and right. Two of them went for six. He was 17 for 29, 168, one touchdown, three interceptions. Frank Gore, 15 carries, 57 yards.
Wow.
Braxton Berrios, where, you know what? Ain't even no need talking about their receivers because they ain't doing nothing. The Colts, Phillip Rivers, 17 for 21, 217, and an interception. A touchdown. Jacoby Brissett, 2 for 4, 17 yards. I wonder why he got in. Maybe garbage time. Because they was killing him.
Jonathan Taylor. You can't do what you was doing in college in the NFL, can you, huh? Just run over.
Them holes ain't that big.
Hell no, they ain't that big. You got to be shifty, too.
Hell yeah. 13 carries, 59 yards, and a touchdown. T.Y. Hilton, 3 receptions, 52 yards. Whatever a Mo Ali Cox is, 3 receptions, 50 yards, and a touchdown.
Kind of fucking that. What's the name underneath his? What'd that say?
Naheem Hines. Mm. Michael Pittman Jr.
That's crazy.
I didn't think he was still playing for them. 3 receptions, 26 yards.
His dad was a running back, right?
Yeah.
Swole little dude, right?
Yeah. Cowboys versus the Seahawks.
Trash on top of trash.
Let me take a breath. Just give me a moment.
What's the record? 1-2 versus 3-0?
Just give me a moment. I got to breathe.
I kind of was rooting for y'all to win because I want them to lose because they're in my division. But then I was like, see how a plane crashes into the Dallas Cowboys facility and kill everybody. Don't say else for everybody.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready now. I got my thoughts together. I can calm down. I'm ready. Final score was 38-31, but that game was nowhere near that close because they were killing us. We just happened to make a hell of a comeback. My boy Dak. 37 for 57, 472 yards, that's 3 touchdowns, and 2 picks. Right. He leads the league in passing yards. In 3 weeks, he leads the league in passing yards. Why? Because number one, we can't run the ball right now.
And then y'all was down.
Yeah. Two, we're always behind. So we have to throw the ball. Crazy. Zeke, 14 carries, 34 yards and a touchdown.
What's the average?
A measly 2.4 yards a carry.
Okay, better than what I thought.
Michael Gallup, he made an amazing touchdown catch. 6 receptions, 138 yards, and a touchdown. Average 23 yards. Cedric Wilson, man, that dude right there, he might play himself into some more playing time. 5 receptions, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
Amari Cooper, 9 receptions, 86 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 5 receptions, 65 yards. Dalton Schultz, 48 yards on 4 receptions. Okay. Russell Wilson, who, like I said before, is my leading candidate for the MVP this season. He might have to move over because, you know, we got another quarterback that we're going to talk about later that's showing his ass. Russell Wilson, 27-40, 315, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks. Chris Carson, 16 carries, 64 yards. DK Metcalf, 4 receptions, 110 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Lockett, 9 receptions, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was killing us. He was freaking shredding us up like Swiss cheese. Yeah, every time you turned around, he was wide open.
Yeah, he was open.
But you want to know why he was wide open?
Why's that?
Fire Mike Nolan. Fire Mike Nolan. Fire Mike Nolan.
Yeah, fine. Nobody 3 weeks into the year, bro.
There was...
First year.
We had... It was like third and something. Mm-hmm. It was like 3rd and 3. You're playing against Russell Wilson. Okay. Mike Nolan decides that he wants to run his own defense. Yeah, you stupid ass. Any knowledgeable person that knows football knows that when you're right there, you're literally there. I think they were maybe at the 5-yard line, maybe even the 10-yard line. You don't go into no zone defense on a 3rd and 3.
Yeah, you do.
You man up. You man up. And you press at the line. They only needed 3 yards. And you just see Tyler Lockett just run past everybody. Wide open. Russell Wilson throwing the ball first down.
Sounds about right to me. A
little while later, same zone coverage. Mm-hmm. DK Metcalf just run his big ass through the defense. Nobody tries to put a hand on him. Nobody try to stop him. He just run right through the defense from one side of the field to the next side of the field. Touchdown.
Good job.
Fire Mike Nolan.
Maybe please. Y'all should have kept y'all cornerback that y'all let go.
Fire him now. No.
They're not firing nobody 3 weeks into fire Mike Nolan. First year.
He sucks.
And then his defense, he gets y'all defense in the top 5, what you going to be saying?
He sucks.
He needs an extension.
Mike Nolan sucks.
He needs an extension.
He sucks. Arizona Cardinals versus the Detroit Lions.
Suck. They won it
26-23 is the final score. Lions win that game. Matthew Stafford, 22-31, 270, 2 touchdowns, and 0 picks. Old man Peterson, 22-75, 3.4 yards a carry, but no touchdowns. Old man still hanging in there. Kenny Golladay, 6 receptions, 57 yards and a touchdown. Jesse James, 3 receptions, 28 yards and a touchdown. Yes. Oops, I didn't do that. Little Kyler Murray, 23-35, 270, 2 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Jeez.
I think he threw 3 picks last week, too.
Yeah.
Kenyon Drake, 18 carries, 73 yards. Kyler Murray, 5 carries, 29 yards and a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, 10 receptions, 137 yards.
I think he leads the league in receptions.
He does. I think he leads the league in yards, too. Andy Isabella, 4 for 47, 2 touchdowns. Larry Fitzgerald had 1 reception for 0 yards.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't think he's been playing that much. They subbing him out. Young package. Get the young package out of here. get this old man out. Young Package. Larry's still doing his thing, though. Yeah. When he does get the ball in his hand, he does his thing. Buccaneers versus the Broncos. 28-10. Buccaneers win. Tom Brady, 25-38. 297, three touchdowns, no picks.
No picks, huh?
Looking like the old Tom. Ronald Jones, 13-53, 4.1, no touchdowns. Leonard Fournette, 7 carries, 15 yards. Chris Godwin, 5 carries, 64 yards and a touchdown.
He out for like a month.
Chris Godwin?
Yeah, hamstring.
Wow.
It's cold, man.
Mike Evans. 2 receptions, 2 yards, 2 touchdowns.
What the f- What about LeGarrette Blount?
They got LeGarrette Blount on their team.
Oh, LeGarrette Blount, you know what I mean.
Leonard Fournette?
Yeah.
I said that already. I was about to say, wait a minute, when they get LeGarrette Blount back?
No, right. He's not even in the league, is he?
No. Ain't nobody signing him. Broncos, Jeff Driscoll, 17 for 30, 167 yards, touchdown and a pick.
17 for 30?
17 for 30.
Well, he'll back up, so.
Well, needless to say, he's not starting next week.
Who's starting?
Brett Rippin.
Who?
Brett Rippin. Mark Rippin's nephew.
Yeah, he's dead.
8 for 9, 53 Hold yards on. And a pick.
Didn't the Broncos sign... What's that boy's name? Shay. The one that got in trouble. Remember, it's like they drafted him from Ole Miss. What was that boy's name? Shay Kelly or some shit like that?
Chad Kelly.
Chad Kelly. What happened to him?
Out the league.
He got in trouble, right?
Yep. Out the league.
Huh.
Just that quick. After his first year.
My white boy didn't get no break, huh?
No break.
She's like, man.
For real. Melvin Gordon, 8 carries, 26 yards, excuse me, 3.2 yards a carry. Jerry Judy, 5 receptions, 55 yards. Noah Fant, 5 receptions, 46 yards. Tim Patrick, 4 receptions, 43 yards and a touchdown.
Hell, that'd be paid like a top running back. Man, get your ass out of here.
And somebody gave it to him, Broncos.
They didn't give him that much.
They gave him enough. Big dummies.
He didn't get the money he wanted.
Hell no. Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints, 37-30. Packers win. Aaron Rodgers is getting on my nerves. He is 21-32, 283, 3 touchdowns. Of course,
got the prettiest throw in the league.
Of course, no picks. Aaron Jones, 16 carries, 69 yards and a touchdown. Alan Lazard, who I was gonna pick up that morning on my freaking team, I was looking at him. I was debating, but I was like, I don't have anybody I want to let go just to use him this one game. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter because I won anyway. But 6 receptions, 146 yards and a touchdown. Robert Tonyan Jr., whatever that is, 5 receptions, 50 yards and a touchdown. Mercedes Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah. 1 reception, 18 yards and a touchdown. Drew Brees and his bad shoulder went 29 for 36, 288, and 3 touchdowns.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. Latavius Murray, 12 carries, 58 yards. Alvin Kamara, 6 carries, 58 yards. Where Kamara shined at was in the passing game. 13 receptions, 139 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
He was tearing their asses up. I mean, tearing them up.
100, whatever.
Emmanuel Sanders, 4 receptions, 56 yards and a touchdown.
His bastard. He's my team.
Yeah, he didn't want to play with y'all no more.
Shit. Should have kept him.
He's tired of playing with y'all.
No, he paid his ass. That's what it was.
All right. This game right here. Everybody thought was going to be, you know, the game of the week.
Monday night game
of the season. Yep, Monday night game, the Chiefs versus the Ravens.
Yeah, your boy Lamar didn't show up.
Not at all, man. Not at all.
He liked the first year of Lamar.
Yeah, the first couple games in the first year of Lamar until he got settled in. Pat Mahomes doing what Pat Mahomes does. 31 for 42, 385, 4 touchdowns, and 0 picks.
Yep.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 20 carries, 64 yards, no touchdowns. Mahomes scored a rushing touchdown. Yeah. Travis Kelce, 6 for 87. Mecole Hardman, 4 for 81 in a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 5 for 77 in a touchdown. Anthony Sherman, 1 for 5 in a touchdown.
They still got Sam Watkins?
Yeah, he still got him. He went 7 for 62.
Oh, okay.
And Eric Fisher, a big tackle.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He caught a touchdown.
1 reception, 2 yards and a touchdown.
You got so excited.
Yeah. So, Pat Mahomes, I think he, if they don't give it to Russell Wilson, Pat is going to be the MVP. Because he's definitely putting up some serious numbers. I mean, serious numbers. He's still running to the side, one way to the side of the field, throwing the ball across his body. Like, man, baseball really helped you out. Because you know how to throw the ball from all kind of weird, funny angles.
Yeah, hopefully they don't get injured like that.
Yeah, hopefully not. My boy Lamar Jackson, he didn't show up this game. 28
for 97 yards. Wow.
And a touchdown, but at least he didn't throw no picks. But he did fumble the ball, what, twice?
Yeah.
One time, twice?
Twice. Lost both of them.
Yeah, so he got to protect that ball. Mark Ingram. 7 carries, 30 yards. I could have swore he scored a touchdown. Maybe they took it back. I don't know. Lamar Jackson, 9 carries, 83 yards. Gus Edwards, 4 carries, 39 yards. J.K. Dobbins, 4 receptions, 38 yards. Nick Boyle, 1 reception, 5 yards and a touchdown. Mark Andrews, 3 for 22. Hollywood Brown, 2 for 13. Good God. Those are some pedestrian numbers.
Well,
that's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
That's terrible.
They just had a bad game. They're going to take it out on the Browns.
Whenever they play them?
Yeah, soon. Divisional game.
Yeah. So, going into next week.
The picks.
First game coming on tonight. Broncos versus the Jets.
Trash bowl. Shit versus diarrhea. Who you got?
I got tissue.
I got toilet bowl.
Okay.
So.
We going to see who win out of them two.
Yeah, who tissue gives and a, toilet bowl. Who gives a fuck? Trash.
The Saints versus the Lions.
Saints.
I got to agree. Got to go Saints in that one. Although the Lions defense did look pretty good this week. They looked real good this week.
Yeah, but they're still the Lions.
This is Drew Brees they're going up against. So we're going to see.
And they're still the Lions.
The Buccaneers versus the Chargers.
Buccaneers.
I'm going to go Chargers in this one.
Yeah, I don't think that rookie going to be ready for that one.
I'm going to go Chargers. Let's Jaguars see. Versus the Bengals.
Another trash bowl. I'm going to go Bengals.
I'm going to go Jaguars. I think Gardner's going to have a nice bounce back game.
No.
And I think that defense can shut down
anything
the Bengals throw at them.
No.
So, the Vikings versus the Texans.
Texans, because they got to win. If they don't win now, they're done. Yeah. The coach might get fired.
They got to get that first win. Because like you said, if they don't win now, that coach is getting fired. There will be no getting back on the bus, going back to Houston. They're going to have his bag ready or just have a suitcase ready. Be like, hey, there you go. That's the rest of your money. Have a good life.
You're going to go back to college.
Have a good life.
Good old boy network. Going to get him a job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't worry about it.
The Seahawks versus the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Seahawks.
Dolphins.
You can't be Seahawks. You're a 49er fan, that's why.
Seahawks, yeah.
Steelers versus the Titans, which has been postponed to either Monday or Tuesday, but when and if they do play,
I'm going with the Steelers. Titans are going to be weak and sick.
They got to go with the Titans as well. Or, no, Steelers. Sorry, Steelers. Oh, boy. Browns versus the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I don't know, man. The way my offensive line has been playing, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, y'all don't let Aaron Donald kill Dak, so I don't think Myles Garrett gonna kill Dak either.
I'm hoping that this is the game where we bounce back and our defense decides to wake up and play, because the offense has been rocking and rolling, at least the passing game. But we're gonna need this defense to wake up and come through. Mike Nolan, I'm gonna need you to not be fireable this week. So please call a great defensive game. You know, strategize against these guys. Get something going, please. But I'm going to go with my Cowboys. Mm. Panthers versus Cardinals.
Cardinals.
I'm going to go Panthers in that one. I'm surprised you said Cardinals. That's a divisional game.
Yeah, but I'm just, if I was betting, I'd take the Cardinals.
Bears versus the Colts.
Go Colts. I'm going to go Bears.
We're going to see if fool's gold can fool you some more.
No, you want to say you got three games in them, so.
Yeah. Ravens versus the football team. Who you got?
Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Definitely agree. Giants versus
Rams. Rams. Rams.
Patriots versus the Chiefs.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good one, but I'm going to go Chiefs.
I'm going to go Patriots.
Bills versus the Raiders. That game is going to be out here.
Bills.
Yeah, I'm inclined to believe you. And agree with you. Because David Arnett's not going to be playing. So, Stephon Diggs is going to have a field day. Eagles versus the Niners.
Niners, man.
I'm going to go with y'all. Because the Eagles are just terrible. I'm going to go with y'all. Falcons versus the Packers.
Packers!
I feel another choke job is on the way.
Man, they just blew the league right now. They blew it in practice. They were like, hold on, how y'all let the defense come back?
I feel it. Y'all not
even keeping the score.
Nah. And he will be fired.
Yeah.
He will definitely be fired.
I like how we just said motherfucker need to be fired out of nowhere. These niggas ain't grinding right now, looking at plays and all that. They should be fired.
Hey, piece of shit. He doing something wrong.
He's sorry ass motherfucker.
Something ain't right.
Motherfuckers work 80 hours a week. Motherfucker quick to say, oh, he should be fired. Oh, man. But yeah, he does need to be fired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers going to carve their ass up.
I hope not.
Oh, he is. Don't worry about it. He is. I think it's in Atlanta, too, right? In the Dome?
I think it's in Dallas.
What's in Dallas?
Wait, what game are you talking about?
Oh, Falcons and Packers.
Falcons and Packers. I think you're talking about.
How long are we talking about your team for?
I don't know.
Fuck your team. Either way, if he's at home, he's going to carve him up. On the road, carve him up. And Rodgers is going to carve him up.
Yeah.
Because they had a lot of injuries with their cornerbacks, too. There's a whole bunch of dudes laying on their back.
With the knee up and the leg extended out looking like Tony Romo.
And then they'll get up real quick like they raising up. And so I'm like, all right, we're going to go ahead and get you all the way up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. What's going with them? What's wrong with, blah, 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 blah. What's wrong with these dudes?
Yeah.
Anyways, those are our predictions.
Y'all do what y'all want with them. Just don't blame us if you lose your money. Because we are not responsible. We are not a gaming show. None of that crap. So do not blame us for your problems. Take your problems home. Okay? Appreciate you.
Anyways, we on a countdown now. 55
seconds. 45
seconds.
55 seconds.
50 seconds.
50 seconds. Yeah. All right. So in that 50 seconds, we're going to take this time out to say appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all for whatever else we can be appreciative for. And we hope y'all keep listening. We out.
Peace.